He is stern and fiery, serious and a bit scary. He is not out in the desert to make friends, nor is he trying to grow the church. He does not count the costs or consider the consequences. He does not worry about what it will look like or what people will think. He preaches. He preaches, repent. Repent now before it is too late. He's talking to you. Repent. It is possible that this fiery and stern desert preacher at the end of his life in prison, denied his locusts and honey, was doubting. It may be that he sent those disciples to inquire of our Lord whether or not he is the coming one because he himself wanted to know. Tired, afraid, lonely, hungry, what things went through his mind, we don't know. But he was merely a man. If the Lord insists, he is Elijah. But he was not the Messiah. And such a ministry takes its toll on a man. There were burdens that John had to bear alone in the desert, sins that had died in his ears and lodged themselves there. And if he felt a bit of frustration with God, we can certainly relate. If you have never yet asked if Jesus is the coming one or not, if you have never yet doubted the existence of God or the validity of his word, be prepared. It is not a question for reeds blown about in the wind. They don't ask such questions. They're satisfied. They go about with the piety of popularity. But those who take these things seriously, those who believe that this is, in fact, a matter of life and death, the most essential thing, the most important thing, will have to face these questions. And thus does our Lord direct John back to his own preaching. For he also preaches, "The word of the Lord stands forever. The Lamb of God is here to shield you from the angel of death by his blood. He removes your transgressions. He adopts you into his household. He is the kingdom of God. Heaven is opened. The Spirit descends, and he brings himself to you. Your baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, and the Father is well pleased with you. In Christ you are blameless and pure." And John says, "Your war is ended, whether it feels like it or not. Your guilt is pardoned. You are welcome in heaven." This is the way that John prepares the way of the Lord into the desert of your hearts. He paves the way for God to enter into you through his word and by his body and his blood. More than a prophet indeed, a divine herald, a fellow of the cross, a fearless zealot obsessed with the only thing that matters. And whatever he endured in prison, whatever doubts, fears, and sins he suffered and engaged in the end, by grace, he did not love his life. John decreased so that our Lord would increase, and so that all those who believe in him and are washed in his baptism are greater than John. And with this, John, by grace, has no argument or complaint. John is the prophet of rejoicing, for he rejoiced already in his mother's womb, and he understood this better than most. He shows us the way of rejoicing in the Lord always, even in the midst of doubt or prison, even when we are broken, lonely, afraid, tired, frustrated, angry, and sad. We still rejoice because John now rejoices in heaven, and our day will come as well. These sad days won't last forever. There is an end to them. Your past will not always haunt you. Your future will not always be uncertain. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is enough to restore all things, families and church and synod and whatever ails you. Lift up your heads. His day draws near. rejoice. In Jesus' name, amen.